Apple's privacy promise leaks, and developer tools get a platform upgrade. iOS security research blog, Musk documented a WebKit vulnerability in which the browser engine underlying Safari and all iOS browser applications leaked real IP addresses and DNS queries, even for users running VPN or proxy configurations, including users of Apple's iCloud Private Relay, the paid two-hop privacy service the company has marketed as hiding browsing activity from both Apple and destination websites. The leak vector involves WebKit making certain network requests, including speculative preloading, outside the proxy tunnel before the tunnel is consulted, a class of bug with a long history across multiple browsers, but one with particular commercial consequences for Apple, given that privacy has been a central brand and sales argument. Hacker News commenters noted that the implications extend to third-party proxy browsers, apps whose core feature is routing traffic through a privacy proxy. If WebKit bypasses those configurations, the products do not work as described, and the developers of those apps may not know their protection is incomplete. On a more constructive note, the Rio Terminal emulator announced the extraction of its core VT parsing and rendering engine into standalone libraries, RioVT and Librio, that other projects can embed. Commenters compared the move to the way LibVT became a shared rendering core for Gnome terminals, and Alacrity's GPU acceleration work influenced the entire terminal ecosystem. Factoring out a high-quality engine tends to raise the floor for all projects that adopt it, compounding improvements across editors, IDEs, and web-based terminal emulators simultaneously. A widely shared CSS piece captured a different flavor of developer frustration. Browser sidebars, the built-in AI assistant and reading mode panels appearing in Chrome, Firefox, and Edge, are introducing layout complexity that breaks established flexbox and grid centering techniques. Browsers are beginning to expose sidebar dimensions through new CSS environment variables, but adoption is inconsistent and default behaviors vary across configurations, leaving developers without a clean detection and compensation path. The comment thread, rich with the weary humor of 20 years of layout edge cases, included a timeline of CSS centering techniques from table-based hacks to grid that commenters described as both funny and painful.